Hey, it's time for Vets Info on the Air, heard every Monday morning at this time, featuring Josh Benega, Lac La Parle County Veteran Service Officer. This program brought to you by the Dawson VFW Strand Sabo Post 5247 and Madison VFW Lac La Parle County Post 1656. Two great service organizations which operate facilities in both communities, organizations that are proud to be of service to this area in a variety of ways. Now, Vets Info on the Air. And let's say good morning and happy birthday to Josh Benega, Lac La Parle Veteran Service Officer. How are you?
I'm all right.
Feeling a little older today?
Another day older.
Yeah, and deeper in debt. That's how the song used to go. Maybe that's the case, huh?
Yep,
pretty much for everybody. Well, any big birthday plans then today?
No, not really.
Dig out, maybe, yeah?
I got a snowblower for that.
The office is open today,
yes,
I believe.
Yes, we are open
snowing,
today.
But I think everything's open at the courthouse for now anyway.
Yes, I know the EDA office, they're working from home today.
Okay.
So,
all right.
Other than that, we're open for business.
Sounds good. Oh, by the way, we've got a little special feature at the end of our program today. We've got Ivy Vonderhaar, got a little story here about the Patriot Dogs for veterans, PADS,
yep.
Patriot Dogs, and there's an event coming up to raise a little money for that, so we'll do that at the end, but let's salute a veteran here first, now, shall we?
Today we're saluting 2nd Lieutenant Barbara A. Hewitt Keller. Barbara was born on December 13th, 1922 in Canby and passed away on June 9th, 2004. She entered active duty January 2nd, 1945 in Madison in the United States Army. The medical corps was honorably discharged just over a year later on February 27th, 1946 at Fort Sheridan, Illinois. She was a general duty nurse with 311th General Hospital in the Pacific Theater. She participated in the Battle of Luzon. She earned the American Pacific Theater Service Medal with a Bronze Battle Star. Philippine Liberation Ribbon with Bronze Battle Star, one Overseas Service Bar, the Victory Medal, and a lapel button. So we thank you, Barbara, for your service and sacrifice to this great nation because, as we all know, freedom is not free.
That's right. Salute to our vets.
Absolutely.
Well, our topic today, online scheduling. Made some improvements there, have they?
Available through a online web portal called My Healthy Vet. This article came from the March issue of St. Cloud VA's update newsletter. Excuse me. This past fall, the VA expanded veterans' access to scheduling by integrating VA online scheduling, formerly known as VAR, Veteran Appointment Request app. They integrated it into My Healthy Vet, which is an online web portal for veterans to speak with their healthcare providers, to view medical records, request records, things like that, and now they can schedule appointments through it. You can now schedule and manage your primary care and certain specialty care VA appointments online through the health portal at participating VA facilities, including St. Cloud VA, which is the Montevideo Clinic. Is also part of the St. Cloud VA healthcare system. To do so, you need to be registered as a patient in My Healthy Vet and have a premium account. If you're eligible to use online scheduling, you'll see a schedule a VA appointment option when you log in. If you don't have a My Healthy Vet premium account, you need to visit My Healthy Vet or stop in at a health hub at the St. Cloud VA, which is building 29, room 20, just down the ramp from the canteen services, which they renovated that facility recently, so it's very nice. Veterans who have used online scheduling in the past with their DS logon, which is a level 2 premium account, will also be able to continue to log in with their existing credentials. Once you're logged in, you can do a number of things. You can self-schedule primary care appointments at participating VA facilities where you've had a primary care appointment in the last 2 years. Request help scheduling primary care appointments at participating VA facilities where you receive care. Self-schedule or request help scheduling specialty appointments such as mental health, optometry, audiology at participating facilities. You can view or cancel appointments and requests. You can track the status of appointment requests. You can send messages about requested appointments and you can get notifications about appointments. If you need help with this online scheduling, there's a 800 number to dial. It's 877-470-5947. Or you can stop in at the help desk, which is, again, in, at the St. Cloud VA, building 29, room 20. The help desk is open weekdays from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. You can also contact our office, or you can stop in if you'd like. Start a My Healthy Vet account.
Okay. You can help them out with that?
I can absolutely help them out with that. I can't do everything. Some stuff requires in-person authentication up at St. Cloud or possibly Montevideo.
That you can get the ball rolling anyway.
I can get the ball rolling.
All right.
But there might be some information on the Veterans Linkage Line as well.
And that number is?
1-888-LINK-VET, 1-888-546-5838, or on the website minnesotaveteran.org. And, of course, you can contact our office. Normally, we're open 8:30 to 4:30, Monday through Fridays, in the lower level of the courthouse.
The snowy level today.
Snowy level, yep. But Thursday and Friday, we're going to be closed. I've got meetings and appointments up at St. Cloud those days.
Okay.
So, we'll be open for business Monday through Wednesday this week.
Sounds good. Well, we'll let you celebrate your birthday. And don't get too wild. You know, of course, you're getting older, so the parties are probably getting a little more tame than they used
to be.
Starting
to notice some salt and pepper in my when I let my hair grow.
There you go. All right. Well, as I said, we'll close things out here with a little message here from Ivy Vonderhaar on that Patriot Dog Program.
Patriot Assistance Dogs. Yep.
And so a fundraiser coming up this weekend for them. So we'll let you go. We'll hit the button and hit Ivy here. We'll see you next week, Josh.
Take it away, Ivy.
All right, here she goes.
When I, Ivy Vonderhaar, was 5th District VFW Auxiliary President last year, I had as my project a fundraiser for the Patriotic Assistant Dogs out of Detroit Lakes, Minnesota. These dogs provide psychiatric assistance for veterans and with PTSD or TBI and other psychiatric symptoms. Some of the skills these dogs provide are blocking. Dog provides the veteran personal space. Get my back. The dog covers the veteran's back while completing business. Find outside. The dog guides veteran out of stress-inducing situations. Panic attack. The dog interrupts a panic attack and redirects the veteran's attention. Clear the room or apartment. The dog goes in and ensures no one is in a room or apartment. Can you imagine being so afraid to enter your home without assurance that it is safe? Night terrors. The dog wakes the veteran from night sweats or terrors, and this can be many times each night. Some testimonials from veterans who have received a Patriotic Assistant Dog stated, "Now that I've gotten a pad dog, I'm able to go for a little bit so my kids can see Dad at their activities. Before, I just wouldn't go because I knew I couldn't handle it. Every dad wants to be there for their kids. And it's sad that a lot of people in the service don't get the opportunity because they do suffer with PTSD. Another veteran stated, "He saved my life. I would not be here if it weren't for this dog." Our 5th District VFW Auxiliary raised over $3,000 last year. This year's 5th District President is also raising money for this project. It costs $10,000 for each dog. The 5th District VFW Auxiliary hopes to reach this goal this year. Therefore, the Madison VFW is having a pancake brunch and bake sale Sunday, March 11th, 10:30 to 1 at the Madison VFW. We also hope to have a trainer here with a PAD dog for you to see and hear their story. Mark your calendar for Sunday, March 11th, brunch and bake sale. And hope to see you there at the Madison VFW.
Vets Info on the Air is heard every Monday morning at this time on Q92. Brought to you by Madison VFW, Lac La Parle County Post 1656, and Dawson VFW, Strand Sabo Post 5247. Join us again next Monday morning, same time, right here for Vets Info on the Air.
right. We've got a birthday request here from Josh Beniga for his birthday today. Here you go, Josh. Here's Vern Gosden. Set him up, Joe. Taking us up to news time.
They got a vintage Victrola 1951, full of my favorite records that I grew up on. They got old Hank and Lefty, and there's B-24. Set 'em up, Joe, and play Walking the Floor. Set 'em up, Joe, and play Walking the Floor. I'm gonna spend the night like every night before, playing E.T. and I'll play him some more. I gotta have a shot of them old troubadours. Yeah, set 'em up, Joe, and play Walking the Floor. Set 'em up, Joe, and play Walking the Floor. All my neon neighbors, they like what I play, 'cause they've heard it every night since you walked away. Every day they replay old B-24, 'cause every night I run a needle through Walking the Floor. Every night I run a needle through Walking the Floor. I'm gonna spend the night like every night before, playing E.T. I'm gonna play him some more. I gotta have a shot of them old troubadours. Set 'em up, Joe, and play Walking the Floor. Set 'em up, Joe, and play Walking the Floor.